Okay, Sam, thank you. Right now it's 36 degrees in Colorado Springs. We're at 43 right now in Pueblo. Let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline at 437 and visit with ABC News correspondent Lionel Moyes, who's joining us more on this Indianapolis shooting at a FedEx building. And as you know, Lionel, we are no stranger to our own mass shooting, as you know, what happened in Boulder a month ago or so. This is the latest in a mass shooting. What can you give us the update as far as what you know at this hour?
Well, we are learning a lot more about the suspect today. His name has been released by authorities, 19-year-old Brandon Hull, and FedEx did come out and say that he was a former employee. They have directed all of the questions, though, to law enforcement, and law enforcement is currently looking and trying to figure out a motive, what led to him going there. What authorities said happened, he basically went in unprovoked and started shooting inside and outside that facility. We also learned today, though, that his mother, back in March of 2020, contacted law enforcement to report that he may try to commit suicide by cop. He was interviewed by the FBI. A shotgun was taken from his home. We do know that the firearm used in this mass shooting is not the same gun that was confiscated from him, but we are slowly getting those details. But that FedEx facility is the second largest in the world. There were about 100 people in the vicinity. It was a time where a lot of employees were either on dinner break or changing shifts. So just a lot of chaos and heartbreak happening there, and law enforcement quickly trying to piece this together. They are combing through, you know, his social media to try to figure out what a possible motive could have been for the shooting. President Biden also speaking out, urging Congress to act on gun legislation, given this being another mass shooting that our country is dealing with. It is happening all too often. He has also ordered that flags at the White House be flown half-staff at least until Tuesday.
When you think about how staggering the number I'm about to say is, the definition of a mass shooting is a minimum of 4 gunshot victims, according to the Gun Violence Archives. Is this right? 147 mass shootings have occurred so far in 2021?
Yeah, I go back and forth with this. Obviously, we are reporters, but we are also citizens. And it seems like it's just week after week after week from one location to the next. And this is something that people are really starting to discuss more. You know, there's the balance that some are arguing over our freedom to carry. There are others who are saying, you know, we shouldn't be infringing on that, but there should be stricter background checks and more checks and balances in place, because clearly something is happening and it is not going in the right direction. I mean, we are only in April, so for you to say 147 and we're just months into the beginning of the year, just very, really devastating to have to continue reporting this. And each time we can talk about a number, but these are lives, and 8 lives were taken that day in that shooting before the gunman turned the gun on himself. And those are 8 families who are now dealing with the aftermath of that. And this is something that Biden and lots of members of Congress are speaking out about right now.
And it's interesting because I think the approach might be not only, you know, in some people's eyes, to control the amount of guns that are out there, but also I think another approach that gets a little less press, if you will, is dealing with the mental health aspect. Because you can ban all the guns you want, but from a mental health standpoint, what's going to keep someone from going into a neighborhood store and start shooting, even if they have no history?
Yes, exactly. And that is, you know, mental health in recent years, you can see that it has become more common to even discuss it. It's something that has been so taboo in our society. And, you know, this is a big thing when people talk about gun reform, specifically doing mental health and background checks and, you know, just ensuring that people are fit to carry a gun before they are able to purchase one, making it stricter, banning, you know, ghost guns that people can put together at home that are not traced or traceable by law enforcement. So there's so many different aspects that people are discussing, but really Congress is who will have to take action on this one way or another. And we're going to have to see how this plays out. Unfortunately, after all of these mass shootings, we discuss this and it seems that things go back to normal in terms of legislation until we have another tragedy happening again.
Yeah, no
so
question.
Just there in your community, just weeks ago, we dealt with this, and here we are again in another city having the same conversation.
Yeah, no question about it. Great information as always, Lionel. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, it's 441 on KRDO's Afternoon News.